Hello and welcome to our deep dive on best practices for citizen science in Australia in 2025. If you're launching or refining a species monitoring project, you're stepping into work that's both rewarding and demanding, and absolutely essential. In Australia, citizen science isn't a nice to have. It's part of our conservation infrastructure for detection, response, and long-term recovery. Why Australia is different? Our biodiversity is uniquely rich and fragile. Around 87% of mammals, 93% of reptiles, and 94% of amphibians are found nowhere else. Nearly half our birds are endemic. That raises the stakes for accuracy and data sensitivity. A sloppy record of a rare orchid or an exposed nesting site isn't just an error. It can cause harm. Add scale and remoteness, deserts, savannas, alpine valleys, long distances, and logistics dictate your methods. Offline collection, long gaps between trainings, and regional volunteer hubs that support others across their bioregion. And volatility is our baseline now. Fires, floods, heat waves, droughts. Mature projects pivot safely and ethically to provide post-event data decision makers can use, as we saw with spikes in iNaturalist AU observations during and after the Black Summer fires. The good news? Australia's data backbone is world-class. The Atlas of Living Australia, ALA, aggregates tens of millions of records and feeds global systems like GBIF. Align with Darwin Core and stream your data to the ALA to amplify impact. Your records become discoverable, reusable, and used by researchers, consultants, and government for models, impact assessments, and planning. Regulation matters. The EPBC Act, state and territory wildlife laws, threatened species lists, and biosecurity rules aren't just hurdles, they're guardrails. When your methods are lawful and aligned with national priorities like the Threatened Species Strategy, citizen science can fill monitoring gaps required in approvals and management plans. So, how do you design for the Australian reality? The most successful projects align tight scientific design with generous human design. Crystal clear on the science, deliberate about the volunteer experience. Start with purpose. Get unambiguous about your primary goal. Are you detecting change, say occupancy trends for a frog, or mobilizing awareness and learning? Both are valid, but they require different sampling, evidence, and asks. Build a one-page impact map showing exactly how a volunteer action translates into a decision, triggering an invasive response by council, updating an ALA dataset used in a management plan, feeding the Threatened Species Index, TSX. When volunteers see that chain, they bring their best. Design your sampling like a scientist. Communicate it like a human. For trend detection, standardize effort. Fixed sites, repeated visits, time or distance-based effort. If using occupancy models, plan for detection probability, repeat surveys, conditions, and evidence thresholds. For rapid response, design for speed, coverage, and triage. Bake in a minimum viable protocol for novices and provide an advanced track for power users. Tiering is your friend. Evidence is non-negotiable. Require photos or audio wherever possible. Teach useful evidence capture. Side-on shots, scale references, habitat context, short clean audio. Use ML suggestions as assistants, not arbiters. Build expert review into your pipeline and be transparent about verification status. A tiered trust system, novice to verified to expert, scales without diluting quality. Now, your data backbone. Decide core fields upfront and map to Darwin Core. Keep taxonomy synced with an ALA-compatible authority. Choose a Creative Commons license compatible with national and global infrastructure, and be explicit in onboarding. For sensitive species and locations, implement geoprivacy from day one. Obfuscate coordinates, set appropriate coordinate uncertainty, align with jurisdictional guidance. Document data lineage and keep an audit trail. Automate your pipeline to the ALA to avoid manual uploads and version confusion. Safety and ethics are essential. Australia's conditions are serious. Require a simple safety plan. Check in, check out, weather thresholds, fire danger awareness, flood risks, first aid basics, and no-go rules. Prepare volunteers, water, sun protection, snake awareness, vehicle safety. For acoustic sensors or cameras, comply with animal welfare and privacy laws. Factor in biosecurity. Clean down protocols to prevent spreading weeds or pathogens. Know which activities need permits. Don't guess. Make approvals painless for volunteers or design protocols to avoid regulated actions. Indigenous partnerships are essential, not optional. Seek free, prior, and informed consent when collecting or publishing data on country. Co-design with traditional owners where possible. Respect cultural protocols and heritage. Use Indigenous data governance principles like CARE to guide how you manage and share records from Indigenous lands. Build benefit sharing from the start. Data access settings, co-authorship, training, or resourcing. It's the right thing, and it strengthens your project. Design the human experience. Volunteers stick when work is doable, meaningful, and social. Create simple on-ramps, a 5-minute microtask, a one-site starter survey, or an easy photo mission. Offer role progression, observer, regional hub volunteer, validator, trainer. Regional hubs are powerful in our spread-out landscape. Make your app or form offline first for patchy coverage. Close the loop. Show contributors what their data achieved. New ALA records, a management action, an updated species map, a TSX contribution. Celebrate in ways that motivate without sacrificing quality. Plan for disaster pivots. Pre-configure post-event forms, safety rules, and messaging. Set green, amber, red operating modes that switch quickly. Decide what's safe to collect and what must be left to professionals. After a fire or flood, volunteers can document presence, absence, habitat condition, and early recolonization, if safe and lawful. Obfuscate sensitive locations and update permissions as conditions change. Governance and quality control keep the engine humming. Build a QA pipeline with automated checks, human review, and visible verification status. Schedule periodic audits, version datasets, and freeze releases so others can cite them. Publish a methods page that a scientist or consultant can trust. If you can, publish a short data paper or protocol to signal seriousness and enable reuse. Measure what matters. Don't just count participants. Track survey effort, verification rates, time from submission to decision, management actions triggered, ALA and GBIF reuse. Mentions in planning documents and contributions to national indicators like the TSX. Share a quarterly or annual impact note with your community. When people see the arc from observation to outcome, they stay. A few practical moves to do this month. Draft your one-page impact map and make it public. Choose a minimum viable protocol for one species or habitat and test it with 5 volunteers in 2 regions, including one with patchy coverage. Stand up your data schema mapped to Darwin Core and push a small pilot dataset into an ALA sandbox to check the plumbing. Set default geo-privacy rules for sensitive taxa now, not later. Write a 2-page safety guide and require a quick knowledge check in onboarding. Recruit 2 regional hub volunteers and give them a simple brief and support. Create an automated message that shows each contributor where their record went and why it matters. Remember, the difference between a feel-good project and a decision-grade project is the system around the observations. Tight scientific design paired with generous human design is the winning formula. Australia's realities, endemism, distance, volatility, law, and data infrastructure change the playbook. When you design with them rather than against them, you produce data that's trusted and used, and you build a community that's proud to contribute. If you're also working on engagement, there's a companion guide on designing community programs for Australian wildlife in 2025 that digs into messaging, partnerships, and inclusive participation. Pair that with today's science and data backbone, and you'll have a project that not only feels good, but genuinely moves the conservation needle. Thanks for spending this time with me. I can't wait to see what you build, and I hope your next record flows into the Atlas, informs a real decision, and helps keep Australia's extraordinary species on the map